But I did hear a question there. Thank you, Ms. Tucker. When you say the need for the ports going down, statistics of use actually shows the use of the ports going down. So I think you're helping to illustrate something that I think is very important for all of us to hear, that as the use of our ports goes down, we have to do what's necessary to make our ports more competitive, because what the statistics will not show is why the port utilization is declining. Dredging and the depth of a channel does play into the factor of ship owners and their decision making as to which ports they select to call. In 2010, Searsport was the largest wind turbine importation port, the 10th largest wind turbine importation port in the country. In 2008 was when we founded the Wind Industry Initiative in order to be a marketing effort to really support importing those wind turbines through our ports rather than driving all those wind turbines up from Philadelphia or other ports. So I appreciate the statistical fact-finding, but if you just take Portland, Maine, for instance, and you go to the year 2011, and you ask and you look for how many container ships called on the port that year, and you see zero, and then you go to 2012 or 2013, better yet, and you see 26 with the Icelandic steamship company Eimskip there. That's because we took concerted efforts to start growing our ports to the benefit of the people of Maine. And that port utilization statistics in the past, if our ports are declining, we do need to take responsible steps to try to bolster them to the benefit of everybody in the state of Maine.
Thank you. Now, we have about 5 more minutes left. We'll close this up after 4 more comments. We'll take 2 from each side.